A new study has raised serious questions about diet and fitness in the Czech military after revealing that half of the army's 22,000 soldiers are overweight. The alarming result means the military will introduce a low-fat diet, likely boost fitness training, and provide troops with fat-fighting pills. The last measure, though, has come under criticism, with many experts suggesting that medicine should only be used as a last resort. Jan Wellinger has the details.
The Czech Army cannot be happy over the recent results showing that every second soldier is overweight and one in seven obese. The findings mean that over a six-month period, the military will strive to shed the extra kilos, enforcing a new low-fat diet and providing overweight personnel with fat-burning pills. It didn't take long, though, for the latter to stir controversy, with some experts suggesting the Army's focus on medicine over fitness is misplaced. General Yiti Shegivi, the former head of the General Staff of the Armed Forces, is one of the critics.
Treating obese soldiers with pills is a bit extravagant. If someone needs to lose weight, then they need to run and exercise more to lose the extra kilos. These are regular methods that were used in the past. Simply, those who suffer from weight problems have to work a lot harder to stay in shape, and those who suffer illness due to obesity shouldn't be in the army in the first place.
Since then, the army has countered that pills will only be the last line of defense. Dr. Pavol Hlubík of the Faculty of Military Health Sciences at the University of Defense in Hradec Králové makes clear that fat-busting drugs are not the most important facet.
Pharmaceuticals are not the first step under any circumstances, and there is no pink, blue, or green pill that will help you lose 10 kilograms by morning.
Nutritionists like Monika Givišová, the head of a Prague-based diet and wellness clinic, agree. In her experience, only an emphasis on exercise and especially a healthy diet can help bring about lasting change.
In my 12 years of experience working, like coaching people in healthy weight management, I have seen many, many cases where we just add a little bit of exercise or increase the exercise and change actually a little bit the diet. This means we get rid of the main food with the empty calories, we add more water, we add a little bit more vegetable fiber, and people start to lose weight. In my opinion, the medications are for really obese people or with people or patients who really fail with all the other lifestyle adjustments.
Until now, soldiers in the Czech Army, for example, under the age of 30, have been required to take two fitness exams annually, requiring a minimum of 22 push-ups, 8 sit-ups, and a timed 2.6-kilometer run. Clearly, such requirements, though, are not enough if half the military is to get back in shape and avoid mirroring broader Czech society. According to statistics, every third adult in the country is overweight.
Poor guys, I wonder how many more sit-ups I'll have to do every day. On the other hand, the idea of our soldiers huffing and puffing in battle is rather disconcerting.